the good news, according to Mark, chapter 3. And he, when he went back to the synagogue again, there was a man there who had a withered hand. So they, the religious leaders, watched him carefully to see whether or not he would heal him on the Sabbath day, so that they could have something about which to accuse him. So he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Get up and come here in the middle of everyone." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do harm, to save a life, or to kill?" But they kept quiet. So when he had looked around at all of them with anger, being grieved because of the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And when he stretched it out, his withered hand was restored to be like his other one. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately got together with the Herodians to plot against him, trying to figure out how they could destroy him. Then Jesus withdrew to the seashore with his disciples, but a large crowd of people from Galilee followed them, including some from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and even some from beyond the Jordan and the region around Tyre and Sidon, a truly large crowd. These had been hearing about the great things which he did, and so they came to see him. Then he spoke to his disciples to have a little boat available for him because of the crowd, in case they pressed on him too much. This was because, since he had healed so many, those who had infirmities crowded near him so they could touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he frequently charged them not to reveal who he was. Later he went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted to come, and they went with him. There he appointed 12 of them so that they would be with him, and so that he could send them out to preach, having authority to heal diseases and cast out demons. He then gave Simon a new name, Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, along with his brother John, he gave the new name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. He also appointed Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who is the one who betrayed him. Some time later he entered into a house, and a crowd gathered together again. It became so crowded that they could not even eat. When his friends heard about it, they came to take him away forcibly, for they said, "He has lost his mind." The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed with Beelzebub, and he casts out demons by the prince of demons." And so he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to continue. And if Satan has risen up against himself, and so is divided, he cannot stand, but is brought to an end. But no one can enter into the house of a strong man and steal his goods, unless he first binds up the strong man, and then he can steal what is in his house. Look here, I tell you, the sons of men can be forgiven all kinds of sins, including slanderous things which they might have spoken. But whoever reviles the Holy Spirit by attributing his work to Satan will not be forgiven during this age, and will be subject to judgment in an age which is coming." He said this because they had said, "He has an unclean spirit," when it was really the Holy Spirit in operation. Then his mother and his brothers came there, and standing outside they sent for him, calling him to come to them. The crowd was sitting around him, so they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." And he answered them and said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Then looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Look, these are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, that one is my brother, my sister, and my mother." This is the end of Mark chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.